Hey gentlemen, this is Robert Nolan. Welcome to the Sword and Shield Devotionals for Men. Today I want to talk about those, the days that we, it could be only a few hours, it could be most of the day, it could be a day, it could even go into several days where things are just strange, things feel kind of weird, we're troubled, and sometimes it takes us even a while to figure out what's going on and why we're feeling what we're feeling. To admit it, like, hey, this isn't right. I don't feel very good. It's not physical. It can feel physical sometimes, but it's definitely emotional. And specifically, though, it is spiritual. So what do we do whenever we're in those times where we start realizing, like, man, things are not going well today. I don't feel on. I don't feel right. I feel completely imbalanced. And the bottom line of the way we look at it is I feel kind of chaotic. I feel like my brain is all over the place. My feelings, emotions may be all over the place. And I just do not have any peace. I just don't know where it went. I don't know what happened. Sometimes we can maybe connect that to something that's occurred inside us or outside of us that we say that was it. Sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes we're not sure. And that's where particularly us as guys, we just are not quite as in touch with our feelings and emotions the way women can be, which can cause those kind of things to be almost more troubling because we're not as quick to be able to identify what is going on with us, why we feel the way we're feeling. I think, first of all, what we have to do is say, okay, have I done something to create this? Because what can happen is, whether it was an intentional thing or potentially even kind of a sideways, unintentional thing, we've sinned, we've not taken care of it, we've been disobedient to God, we kind of just moved past it. Maybe blew past the conviction, maybe haven't felt conviction yet. And we realize like, oh, I'm really out of fellowship with God. I'm out of sync with him. Our relationship is still intact. It's still there. He doesn't go anywhere, but we do. We walk off because of our sin and we feel weird. We feel strange because we've not called on him for forgiveness. We've not received his grace for what's happened. We've not done what he told us and to allow him to be faithful and just by confessing what's going on. And that's really all it takes. That's what we need to do is to stop and say, God, here's what's going on. Here's what I did. Here's what I'm feeling and restore me. Take care of this. Forgive me. I confess this. And likely very often what happens is we'll start to feel better pretty soon because we've gotten that right with God and that trouble, that separation that we sense on our part is not there. And so very often that's why in scripture, we very often see the words grace and peace together. They're kind of like a nitro and glycerin. They're kind of like peanut butter and jelly. They go together. And we see that a lot. Can they be separated and operate differently, separately? Yes, of course. But once we receive God's grace and forgiveness, then very often what will happen is that we will then experience peace through that grace. Now, what happens when you're just feeling that way and you start to think, can't think of anything I've specifically done. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't think it's me. I think I've covered myself in personal prayer as far as any sin. Then we just still feel trouble. Like, what's going on? Well, this could be an internal thing or an external thing. There could be just pressures coming in on us. There could be something that's just rising up inside us that we just feel troubled. Well, there's a very real thing that goes on. Sometimes it's not even necessarily as emotional as it is spiritual. We just, our discernment, our feelings, our sense just begins to be troubled for whatever reason from a spiritual sense. And so the only real answer when we get to that place is really exactly where we go when we sinned, even if we haven't sinned, and that is we begin to pray. The fight to get back from chaos to peace is not physical at all. It's spiritual, and that's through prayer. So, yeah, just like we get forgiveness, we have to go to God in prayer to get out of these moments of feeling troubled, feeling chaos in our hearts and minds and our spirits, to get back to grace and peace. We got to fight, and we fight through prayer. So best thing to do is get still and quiet and just begin to talk to the Lord, begin to confess to him, begin to share emotions, say, this is how I feel. I don't want to feel this way anymore. Help me. help me to deal with this, get out of this, show me anything I need to know. Be specific, like we talked about before, and telling him what you feel, and be specific in what you're asking him to do and what you want to know. But the bottom line is surrendering to the Holy Spirit to say, get this chaos out of me. I know this is not what you want. You want to give me peace. I need your peace because for some reason I've lost it right now. And I just want to take a look at a verse that you may very well know, but let's look at it in the context of this. And you have to be careful when you pull a single verse completely out of context, but really when you look at all the context of the verses before and after this, this one still works. It's a true statement regardless of anything around it. But it's 1 Peter 5:7. In the New Living, it says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. The NIV says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The Living Bible says, let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Contemporary English Version says, God cares for you, so turn all your worries over to him. Well, regardless of those four different paraphrases, translations, what we see is the same thing. We understand God cares about us, and so what he's saying is, hand over all your burdens, hand over all your worries, hand over all your fears and your cares to him, because he cares about you, and that's what he's telling you to do. And so when we feel chaotic, when we feel troubled, we can sit down and we can hand him all that stuff. And, you know, sometimes it even helps to, in your mind, maybe you need to do some hand motions with this, is to literally say, here, God, I'm feeling this. Take it. Here, God, this is what's going on with me. Here, take it. Like, hand it off to him. You know, when we look at the verses in and around this, it's like casting something means proactively giving it to someone else, like casting a rod and reel. You throw it out there, and that's really kind of what this language means here. It's all about like not holding it anymore, but giving it over to God and saying, this is troubling me. This is creating chaos in my life. Here, take it. I don't want it anymore, and I'm going to trade this for your peace. And it's going to be a very rare instance when we're truly clean before him, when we're truly confessing things to him, we're handing things over to him, asking him to take these things away through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you won't, by the end of the prayer, whether it's a 3-minute prayer or it's a 1-hour prayer, the peace begins to come, the troubledness begins to leave. Now, this is not anything that we do. We engage it by being honest, by being obedient to Scripture. But this is actually a spiritual transaction that takes place that God gives us that we cannot create on our own. And that's part of the reason why we're to this place of spiritually troubled and struggling. We've got to go to him because we can't do this stuff on our own. It's something he promises and he does. Somehow we get this weird idea that if I pray hard enough, it's all going to happen. It's going to work. And if something that I do is going to take care of this. No, God's the one that takes care of it through his Spirit, but we have to be obedient and engage him in order for that to occur. John 14:26-27 says, but when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. This is Jesus talking, obviously. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So basically, Jesus is telling us here, like, look, there's going to be stuff that's going to go on. You're going to get troubled. You're going to worry. There's going to be things that are going to come in and press in on you and create pressure. But there's something that you can't get from yourself. You can't get from anybody you love. And you can't get from anything in the world that you live in. You can only do it by coming into God's world and saying, I need your peace of mind and heart, not mine, not anybody else's. I need your grace and I need your peace. And it's something that only the Holy Spirit can give us. Jesus called it a gift. That is exactly what it is. So to go over this one more time, we're feeling chaos, we're feeling confusion, we're feeling troubled, we're feeling down, whatever that may be. First thing is recognize it. And then second, is there something we've done we need to ask forgiveness for? Then second, if it's not because of any sin, maybe it's the sin around you. Maybe it's living in a dark world. Maybe some things are just troubling you in your spirit. Acknowledging that, giving that. You know, Jesus got troubled in his spirit by the things going on around him in the garden when he was about to go to the cross. Incredibly troubling moment for him, a period of time for him. So, again, in the New Testament, we find grace and peace often working in tandem together, and peace will often follow grace. And it's not just a state of mind or a state of the heart. It is an actual spiritual experience. So I'm encouraging you today, when you have those moments, when you have those times, when you're struggling, pray until you get peace. Confess how you feel and get honest and explore through all your emotions. Kind of walk through the defense first. What do I need to do to take care of something that I haven't taken care of? And then offensively, second, is be proactive about what you're asking God to do, being specific with him, telling him, I need to trade all this junk that I'm feeling back for your, I want your grace and peace. That's what I really need in my life. Romans 8:6 says, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Because most of the time, this stuff starts in our thoughts, moves into our emotions, and that's where we start to really struggle. So we can't produce God's brand of peace. We have to go to him to receive it. And the Holy Spirit is going to be able to lead you from chaos, from trouble, into peace and grace. Gentlemen, thanks so much for listening. This is Robert Nolan, The Sword and Shield Devotionals for Men.